Consider yourself that much closer to the world's hardest language, pop-up Chinese.
Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese. I'm Brendan.
大家好，我是 Echo.
And today we've got absolute beginner lesson that's going to tell you how to say you're not feeling well.
Yeah.
Tell you how to say where exactly you're feeling uncomfortable and how to ask help.
Yeah.
So we're going to start off with a very simple dialogue,、
mm-hmm.
then we'll come back with detailed explanation of what exactly is going on here, and、mm-hmm. in no time at all, you'll be complaining in fluent Chinese.
对。
Let's listen.
怎么了？
我不舒服。
哪儿不舒服？
我这疼。
怎么了？
我不舒服。
哪儿不舒服？
我这疼。
怎么了？
怎么了？
What's wrong?
怎么了？
What's wrong?
怎么了？
What's wrong?
我不舒服。
我不舒服。
I'm uncomfortable.
我不舒服。
I'm uncomfortable.
我不舒服。
I'm uncomfortable.
哪儿不舒服？
哪儿不舒服？
Where are you uncomfortable?
哪儿不舒服？
Where are you uncomfortable?
哪儿不舒服?
Where are you uncomfortable?
我这疼。
我这儿疼。
It hurts here.
我这儿疼。
It hurts here.
我这儿疼。
It hurts here. Okay, let's go back and listen to the dialogue, and then we'll be back with some detailed explanation.
怎么了？
我不舒服。
哪儿不舒服？
我这疼。
怎么了？
我不舒服。
哪儿不舒服？
我这疼。
Okay, so we're back、mm-hmm. with some detailed explanation of what exactly is going on in this dialogue in each、
yeah.
of these sentences.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the first one's extremely useful. It is...
怎么了?
What's wrong?
怎么了?
And you can use this in almost any situation.、
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, you know, if you see somebody running out of a burning car, you can say...
怎么了?
What's wrong?
Yeah.
Or if you see somebody who's looking ill, you can、mm-hmm. say...
怎么了?
What's wrong?
Mm.
Now, when you hear this word, notice that it has this dipping sound at the start.
怎么了?
Now this is the third tone in Chinese.
怎?
It should feel kind of like a check mark.
怎?
It's the third tone.
怎么了?
The answer comes.
我不舒服。
我不舒服。
Now this is literally I.
我。
Not.
不。
Comfortable.
舒服，
我不舒服，
我不舒服。
The first word there has the same tone as
怎?
It's a third tone, so it dips.
我
And it means I, or me.
我
The next word means no or not.
不
This is a fourth tone.
不
It's a falling tone.
不
And finally, comfortable.
舒服
Now this first word here has the first tone.
舒
This is a high level tone.
舒舒舒服我不舒服
I'm not comfortable.
我不舒服
The reply comes, where?
哪儿不舒服？
哪儿不舒服？
Where?
哪儿？
And by now you might be recognizing this is another third tone. It has that dipping contour.
哪儿？
Middle of your pitch range, bottom, and then back up to the top.
哪儿？
Where?
哪儿？
Uncomfortable.
不舒服。哪儿不舒服？
Where are you uncomfortable?
我这疼。
I here hurt. I
我
here
这儿
hurt
疼。
Now listen to that word. That's a new tone. That's the second tone.
疼疼
It's a rising tone.
我这儿疼。
I here hurt.
我这疼。
All right, it's story time. Imagine you're in a doctor's office. Mm-hmm. And the first thing the doctor says is, are you uncomfortable?
你不舒服。
Or maybe he says, what's wrong?
怎么了？
You might want to say, I'm very uncomfortable.
我很舒服。
But let's be honest, you probably aren't. So you say, I'm not comfortable.
我不舒服。
The doctor, being concerned for your well-being, says, where are you uncomfortable?
哪儿不舒服？
And at this point, we don't yet have the vocabulary to say, in the leg, in the kneecap, in the shoulder mm-hmm. blade, behind the sternum. Just point. Say, here.
这儿。
Or there.
那儿。
If you want to be more specific, you can say, here it's uncomfortable.
这儿不舒服。
There it's uncomfortable.
那儿不舒服。
So the doctor might take out one of the little hammers or something like that and tap at you and say, this hurts?
这儿疼。
Or there hurts?
那儿疼。
And you can say, it hurts.
疼。
Or it doesn't hurt.
不疼。
That's it. This is 90% of your visits to the doctor's office.
Yeah.
So let's go back and listen to the dialogue one last time, and then we'll come back with some closing thoughts.
Mm.
怎么了？
我不舒服。
哪儿不舒服？
我这疼。
So Echo, when's the last time you had to go see a doctor?
It's hard to remember.
Yeah, I do pretty much anything in my power to avoid seeing doctors here.
Yeah.
I did have to go a couple of years ago, and I did actually use the whole, you know,
这儿, 这儿,
yeah, I did.
疼?
Yeah, well, because...
Stop doing that to me!
Because the guy was, like, I think the guy was an intern or something.
Oh,
just he didn't seem to know what he was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I went in and got very, you know, show-offy and said, you know, listen, I'm having some problems. I think it might be the spleen. It really hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, where? And I'm like, there, that's where it hurts. So, you know, it's not just for beginners. You will use this stuff at all levels.
Yeah, right, exactly.
In the event of unfortunate illness.
没错。
If you have any questions, any comments about today's lesson,
yeah, you can always leave comments on the site or you can write to me at echo@popupchinese.com.
And we would love to hear from you.
对。
From Beijing, I'm Brendan.
我是 Echo.
Have fun.
下次见。